Hachette Audio presents Skunk Works, a personal memoir of my years at Lockheed. Written by Ben R. Rich and Leo Janos. Read by Pete Larkin. Please enjoy the PDF of photos that accompanies this audiobook. To the men and women of the Skunk Works, past, present, and future. 1. A promising start. It's August 1979 on the scorching Nevada desert, where Marines armed with ground-to-air Hawk missiles are trying to score a kill against my new airplane, an experimental prototype codenamed Half Blue. We in the Skunk Works have built the world's first pure stealth fighter, which is designed to evade the Hawk's powerful radar tracking. The Marines hope to find Half Blue from at least 50 miles away and push all the right buttons so that the deadly Hawks will lock on. To help them, I've actually provided Half Blue's flight plan to the missile crew, which is like pointing my finger at a spot in the empty sky and saying, "Aim right here." All they've got to do is acquire the airplane on radar, and the homing system inside the Hawk missile will do the rest. Under combat conditions, that airplane would be blasted to pieces. If that defensive system locks on during this test, our experimental airplane flunks the course. But I'm confident that our stealth technology will prove too elusive for even this Hawk missile's powerful tracking system, capable of detecting a live Hawk riding on the thermals from 30 miles away. What makes this stealth airplane so revolutionary is that it will deflect radar beams like a bulletproof shield, and the missile battery will never electronically see it coming. On the Hawk's tracking system, our fighter's radar profile would show up as smaller than a hummingbird's. At least that's what I'm betting. If I'm wrong, I'm in a hell of a bind. Half the Pentagon's radar experts think we at the Skunk Works have achieved a stealth technology breakthrough that will revolutionize military aviation as profoundly as the first jets did. The other half thinks we are deluding ourselves and everyone else with our radar test claims. Those cynics insist that we are trying to pull a fast one, that we'll never be able to duplicate on a real airplane the spectacular low visibility we achieved on a 40-foot wooden model of Half Blue, sitting atop a pole on a radar test range. Those results blew away most of the Air Force command staff. So this demonstration against the Hawk missile is the best way I know to shut up the naysayers definitively. This test is in your face, buddy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?